Hi, everyone, and welcome to Remaking Tomorrow, a series of conversations about the future of teaching and learning. I'm Ryan Rudzeski, here with Greg Baer, and we're the co-authors of When You Wonder, You're Learning, Mr. Rogers' Enduring Lessons for Raising Creative, Curious, Caring Kids.
This is a podcast powered by Remake Learning, a network that ignites engaging and relevant learning in support of young people navigating rapid social and technological change.
And on today's episode, we're talking with Greg Rosenbaum, Senior Vice President of Programming at South by Southwest, and the co-founder of the South by Southwest EDU Conference and Festival, which is one of the world's largest educational conferences featuring speakers, performances, film screenings, all sorts of other great stuff that fosters learning and discovery for educators around the world. Greg, welcome to Remaking Tomorrow.
Hi, Ryan and Greg. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, and we can imagine that you are down in Austin, Texas right now, which is where I've gotten to come and experience South by myself. And there are a lot of people in this world who haven't yet had that experience. So, Greg, can you help our listeners understand what happens at South by? What's a day like? And what is it that you hope people feel when they come to a festival hosted by South by Southwest?
Yeah, so South by Southwest sort of was born in 1987, so it'll be going into its 40th year, and really throughout its history has always tried to capture the energy at the intersection of different communities coming together around creative pursuits, around engagement, around storytelling. And when we've crafted South by Southwest EDU, this education event, the goal has always been to allow folks to experience South by Southwest and the city of Austin in that way. So the hope is that there is an opportunity to land in the moment, go through the day of programming, be it sessions, workshops, engaging conversations, live podcasts, film screenings, performances, networking throughout, that there's an element of structure and design to the programming, that you're being inspired, instructed, connected throughout the experience, but that you also have these magical moments of serendipity and connection. There are many different sort of adjacent communities to the one that you're working in, even within the world of education or the world of music or film and TV. And so providing our community an opportunity over the course of a day here in Austin to experience the various facets of that engagement and get connected to new and interesting stakeholders along the way has always been sort of the anchor point for the experience we're trying to create.
Greg, you might know that we here at Remake Learning organize a learning festival of our own for youth and families. It's called Remake Learning Days, started here in southwestern Pennsylvania before taking root across the country and even across other continents. And yet this idea of a learning festival might be new to many listeners. And from your vantage point at South by Southwest, why host these big events, these learning festivals for learners, educators, and everybody else, which really take over a place like Austin, Texas?
Well, one, I love the notion of just South by Southwest is really a reflection of the city of Austin and vice versa. And this is something that, you know, personally, I feel a lot of kindred spirits with the two of you and the work that y'all do in Pittsburgh and other cities across the country, that building community within a city is a really important piece. And that part of that journey is creating these milestone moments where there's an influx of energy and enthusiasm and community. And to your point, South by Southwest will operate in 50 or 60 different music venues, 7 or 8 different film theaters. It'll be in various hotels and the convention center. So it'll really be immersed as this creative village across the entire downtown of the city. And so it's a reflection of the city as well as being a reflection of the creative industries from around the world coming to Austin. And, you know, I think the importance is by creating these moments, you actually have an opportunity to kind of put a flag in the ground and state the direction of where we're headed when it comes to the various conversations we're having around education or technology or innovation. And as we look back over time, it almost tells a story of how the dialogue around, for example, AI and humanity has evolved from where we were 15 years ago and where we are now and the impact that that's having. So by coming together, having this convergence of community and perspective allows us to really create magic in the moment, but then that has a long tail in terms of how that informs future conversations and where we're headed.
Greg, you helped to launch the South by Southwest EDU back in 2010, and you're part of the broader pantheon of festivals there at South by. I feel like South by has always been in some ways at the cutting edge, helping people to see what's coming next, what the future might be. If you look back over the last 15 to 20 years, are there people or organizations or moments that you felt like you had a window into the future?
What a lovely prompt, Greg, and a way to think about a lot of the moments that are created here at the event and at events around the world is that they are sort of windows into the future. You know, I think in the context of education, one of the things that's been most fascinating to me over the last 15 years has just been the cyclical nature of how change has come about. So when we first started South by Southwest EDU and sort of modeled it off of the rest of South by, it was about convergence of community and stakeholders. It was around the time that hardware devices were being fully adopted into classrooms. And so there was a lot of conversations around how LA Unified School District was purchasing 1 million iPads and putting them in the hands of children, and the children's creativity will unlock a lot of potential, and the onset of Chromebooks and the rest. It was this conversation around hardware, and then it became an evolution into, now that we have these devices, what is the activity that folks are using them for, and how are we ensuring a thoughtful learning pathway? And we've kind of gone full circle in terms of seeing some of these trends and these things come back around. We had Bill Gates speak as a keynote back in 2013 about some of the big initiatives they were doing. It was fascinating to hear how the foundation was thinking not only short term, but long term about some of those things. Sal Khan spoke in 2015 and was sort of maybe not early in the phase, but it was pre-Conmigo and some of the later evolutions of the work that they've done. So I feel like we've seen these milestones kind of hit. And then if I zoom out from South by Southwest EDU at South by Southwest, you know, I think one of the biggest evolutions of the technology convening South by Southwest Innovation has been the onset of social media in 2007, 2008. 2007 was when Twitter launched, and even though the actual launch of Twitter wasn't at South by Southwest, the onset of using South by Southwest to kind of catapult that platform into the ether with, I think they had screens in the hallway and people were adopting and getting into the experience. It's sort of hard to imagine all the iterations that social media platform would take over the last, 20 years. But Siri is another example of a technology that launched at South by Southwest and is now in iPhones that we use every day.
Greg, your role at South by Southwest has expanded beyond the organization's educational focus to include leading South by Southwest programming across innovation, film and television, music, comedy, and more. And we're curious, as your portfolio programming has expanded, and as you engage with learners from other sectors and leaders from other sectors, how have your perspectives on education and the future of learning evolved?
One of the things that we have held true to the work that we've done in education over this period of time had always been that learning is at the center of everything, and it's sort of the beginning stage of a lot of the greatness that comes and that we see showcased across the rest of South by Southwest, be it music, film and TV, innovation, comedy, you name it. And so I think one of the most important pieces has been thinking about how learning continues to be a prominent part of what everyone's journey is going through those spaces. So if you're a creative artist coming here to showcase your work, you're on stage, you have that opportunity, chances are you're also in a moment in your career where there is some developmental benefit to getting connected to other people within the industry, to learn about how to unlock new creative energy with other stakeholders that are part of the music space, or that you want to discover some new technology. And so all of those pieces are almost like a learning journey for that artist. And the same could be said for a filmmaker that's bringing their film project to South by Southwest to screen, or, an innovator in the technology space. And so I think many of the things that we practice in terms of creating an experience for the attendee that allows them to unlock new ways of thinking about what's going on in their space, allows them to connect with one another and have these meaningful moments throughout the event, has really been at the heart of how we're approaching things now. But, I'd also say the curiosity piece of just being a curious learner in my whole journey on a personal level means that getting to learn and apply some of that experience and learn from other great colleagues here that are leading work across those various spaces we work in has been an amazing unlock for me as well.
This is Greg Baer here with Ryan Rudzeski, and we're talking with Greg Rosenbaum, a senior vice president at South by Southwest and co-founder of the South by Southwest EDU Conference and Festival. So, Greg, there is this remarkable takeover of Austin that South by undertakes every year. It goes on for weeks, right? And you've already talked about it. It's education, it's innovation, it's film, it's music, it's comedy. I have a multi-part question because I'm so curious. What is it that you feel like your colleagues in innovation or film or comedy could learn from the education sector? That's my first question.
You know, I think something that education, when at its best, does really well is it puts the learner at the center. It is all about the student. It is all about their journey, whether it be in a classroom, whether it be in any setting. And for the other parts of South by Southwest, it's true that thinking about the audience that they are reaching is sort of the learner in many respects. Presenting a project or being on stage and presenting your work or performing, you're also thinking about the end user, the person receiving the artwork that you're putting out or the technology that you're developing. And so this idea of user-centered or learner-centered experience, I think, is really a hallmark of education and a really important piece that translates super well to what a lot of the stakeholders are doing within South by Southwest.
And I want to turn that question around. What are a few things that you think the education field could learn from programming that you're seeing in these other disciplines?
One of the things that is true across every part is that the art of engagement is so fundamental. And I think that especially in the entertainment world, it's something that they spend a lot of time thinking about, a lot of time crafting and building the story. The storytelling aspects of the work that they're doing is so fundamental. In many ways, you know, the education space is really about engaging the learner and the art of engagement. And there are many things that we could learn in education from how these various creative industries have unlocked new ways to engage audience, to build stories in a way that are unifying and connecting and unlock new thinking. And so I think that puzzle around the art of engagement has been one of those things that I think translates back to the education space as well.
I love that phrase you use, the art of engagement. And we're curious, Greg, do you have advice for prospective attendees? How might the audience think about the art of engaging with what South By is providing? What sort of advice would you have for first-time attendees?
It's been so important to go in with some set of a personal design. You're here to engage, to connect, and to learn, and there's likely some key pieces of the event that you know you want to get to. But I also think it's very important to embrace serendipity along the way. So you might be two programs into your day, you've hit the session you wanted to hit, you're now at a meetup, and you meet someone new that inspires you in a way that unlocks some new thinking for you. Let's see what they're up to. Let's go attend something new. And I think the idea that you can both go in with a plan, but then find your journey throughout the event, throughout the day, throughout the few days that you're in Austin, based on sort of the moment around you and what you're hearing and learning, is an important part of remaining engaged while you're here in Austin.
Greg, how do you keep it all so fresh? Are you going to other festivals around the world? Are there other things at which you're looking that inspires you as you think about how you translate this Austin experience of South by Southwest for the tens of thousands of people that come every year? How are you keeping it fresh?
To me, community is really at the heart of what we're doing, and we try and incorporate community into how we program the event. And I'll call out one of the platforms that we've used for many years that was actually built by the community to help have the community have a stronger voice in how we program. We use a platform called Panel Picker, in which we invite the community to submit programming ideas. And what's unique about it is that we actually flip it around and allow the community to then go back in the next month and review all the ideas that have come in and share a comment, a thumbs up, a thumbs down, really give their perspective about what they think the program should look like. And I think by giving the community a stake in both the ideas that are coming in and the opportunity to program that alongside an experienced advisory board and a programming team allows us to be reflective of where the community is at each year.
Greg, you've mentioned things like serendipity, like unlocking new thinking. And we want to close by bringing a little bit of that South By energy into this podcast. So we're going to do a little bit of a lightning round. Greg and I are going to ask you a series of very quick questions, and you just respond with the first thing that comes to mind. Sound good?
Okay, let's do it.
All right. So Greg, you're down there in Austin, Texas, the home of South By Southwest. What's something that we may not know about Austin, Texas?
Austin, Texas has a burgeoning learning festival that is happening alongside South by Southwest in March called the Central Texas Learning Festival that is partly inspired by the work that Remake Learning has done in Pittsburgh and that Cork, Ireland has done and others, and that there's this energy here to be a learning capital of the world, not just the live music capital of the world.
Fascinating. Greg, you also volunteer as a mentor with Explore Austin, which is an outdoor adventure organization for young people. What is the coolest or most surprising place that you've taken somebody?
We went to Idaho, City of Rocks. Every year we will spend these journeys where we take them to learn an outdoor adventure activity. So we spent the whole year rock climbing in Austin, Texas, and then we got on a plane and we flew to City of Rocks and to take these young people out and have them not only see and witness these large faces of rocks that we were then going to scale and work together to get up, but to have that experience to then be immersed in the rocks was really incredible. So,
what is a past South by Southwest session or moment that you just can't stop thinking about?
We had a partnership with the Stanford D School, and they worked with a foundation to refab a old Frito-Lay's bus, turn it into a puzzle bus. This is at the time when escape rooms were really big, and there was a whole movement to see how escape rooms could be embedded into learning. And they drove this bus down to Austin. They parked it in front of the convention center, and they brought educators through a learning journey through this puzzle bus experience that they had created. And it was not only an example of energy in the moment, but it was also something that then lasted well beyond as they took the bus to other locations following the event.
I got to see and experience that. Greg, what's a future South by Southwest session that you're not going to stop until you finally put it together?
Well, first, I should say that having Greg and Ryan back on the program would be an absolute honor and something that we would love to ensure happens.
You'd probably have to expand capacity. It would just sell out immediately.
Absolutely. I'm on the best podcast in the world right now, so I'm well aware. It's a great question. I think every year we try and find something new that excites, that's different. There are definitely invitations that we've extended for well over a decade every year to just see if this is the year that it bites, and you know, keeping some powder dry on piecing that together is important. But the moments when not only is the audience, but we ourselves as the programming team are surprised at the power of the moment and the conversation that's happening on stage happens, it's priceless. And so we'll always be chasing that.
And Greg, before we go, just one more question. What's one thing that educators and innovators and parents can do today to make tomorrow a more promising place for every learner?
Being present with the people around you, being present with learners, with family, with friends is incredibly important.
Thank you so much to Greg Rosenbaum, Senior Vice President of Programming at South by Southwest and co-founder of the South by Southwest EDU Conference and Festival. Remaking Tomorrow is powered by Remake Learning. Learn more at remakelearning.org.